Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the third parak of Maseches Maaser Sheni. Today we are learning Parak Gimel Mishnah Yod and Parak Gimel Mishnah Yod Aleph. The previous Mishnah taught us that Maaser Sheni, produce that becomes Tameh, may be redeemed in Yerushalayim. The question that our Mishnah is going to be dealing with in Parak Gimel Mishnah Yod is the question of whether or not it's also true that if food that was bought with Maaser Sheni money became Tameh in Yerushalayim, can you also redeem that produce in Yerushalayim as well? Says the Mishnah Halakuach Bekesef Maaser Sheni Shenitma. If food that was bought with Maaser Sheni money became Tameh Yipadeh, it may be redeemed even in Yerushalayim, just as actual Maaser Sheni can be redeemed when it's Tameh. That's the opinion of the Chacham of the Tanakhama. However, Rabbi Yehuda says it cannot be redeemed. Rather, what must you do? Yikaver. It must be buried. According to Rabbi Yehuda, once Maaser Sheni money have been used to buy food, the Maaser Sheni holiness cannot be transferred again, and therefore, if the food cannot be eaten, because it is Tameh, it must be buried. Now, in the continuation of the Mishnah, we're going to sort of enter the minds of the Chacham on the one hand, Rabbi Yehuda on the other hand, as they argue their respective points. Amru lo Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, Uma tzakal v'chomer, just like im Maaser Sheni atzmo shenitzma harehu niftah. If when it comes to regular Maaser Sheni that it becomes Tameh, certainly that can be redeemed, then halakuach bekesef Maaser Sheni shenitzma eino din sheyipada. Isn't it a kal v'chomer that then the Maaser Sheni that you purchase, that you redeem with money, that certainly can be redeemed? Obviously, if the stricter Maaser Sheni, the actual fruits of Maaser Sheni can be redeemed, then kal v'chomer, that which you redeem with money can certainly be redeemed as well if it becomes tamri. That's the rationale, that's the svara of the Chacham. However, Amar Lahem, Rabbi Yehuda responded to them and said, lo, absolutely not. Im amartem b'maaser sheni atzmo, if you're talking about Maaser Sheni itself, actual Maaser Sheni, and the fact that that can be redeemed when it is Tameh. There's also another kula, there's another leniency with regard to the redemption of actual Maaser Sheni. What's that? Shekeinu nifte b'tahar b'richok makom. That regular Maaser Sheni can be redeemed when it is tahor, even if it is a far away from Yerushalayim, from the makom, from the special place. Tomru bilakuach bekesef ma'aser she'enu nifta b'tahor b'rochok makom. Will you therefore say that the same halacha applies to food that was bought with Maaser Sheni money, which does not have this kula, which does not have this leniency? It cannot be redeemed when it is tahor, if it is far away from Yerushalayim. You can only redeem it in when they're both the money and the produce are in Yerushalayim itself. So this is the rationale of the Chachamim. The Chachamim want to bring a kal v'chomer from regular Maaser Sheni. Then Rabbi Yehuda comes along and disagrees and says you can't learn from regular Maaser Sheni because regular Maaser Sheni also has a kula, namely that you can redeem when you have the money in Yerushalayim and you have the produce, the Maaser Sheni produce in another place far from Yerushalayim. You're allowed to do that when it comes to regular Maaser Sheni. That's a kula, but you're not allowed to do that when it comes to the money of Maaser Sheni. So that's the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. Continuing now with Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud. We previously discussed the machlokas regarding food that was bought with Maaser Sheni money. Here the Mishnah is going to discuss three additional machloksim regarding an animal that is bought with Maaser Sheni money. Number one, Tzvi shel kocho bekesef Maaser v'meis. If a deer was bought with Maaser Sheni money and then it died, says the Mishnah, ye cover al yedei, or you have to bury it together with its skin. After all, because the deer died without being properly shechted, the slaughtering wasn't proper. Therefore, it's usur to eat such a deer, and you only have to feed it to animals. You have to feed it to the animals. However, because there's a halacha that holy things, just like this is Maaser Sheni deer, it's a holy meat, it can't be redeemed if it's going to be fed to animals. Therefore, the only option, according to the Tanakhama, is to bury it. You can't feed it to the animal, and then you have to bury it. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says, no, yipada, it can be redeemed. According to Rabbi Shimon, it is permitted. You are allowed to redeem a holy item, even Maaser Sheni, even if it will be fed two animals. This is machlokas number one. Must you bury this holy animal that's going to otherwise be fed to animals? Second machlokas, lekacho chai ushchato v'nitma. If someone bought a deer when it was alive, and then he slaughtered it, but then after it was shechted properly, its meat became tameh, says the Tanakama Yipada, it may be redeemed. After all, because the deer itself was shechted, and therefore it was certainly fit, it was ready to be eaten when it became tameh, it has the same halacha as any food that was bought with ma'aser sheni money that became tameh, which may be redeemed. So that's the first opinion of the Tanakama. You can redeem such meat. Rabbi Yossi says, Yikaver, no, you must bury it. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yossi, any food that is bought with ma'aser sheni money that became tameh may not be redeemed. It must be buried. Again, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, very, very strict. The third machlokas in our Mishnah is lekacho shachud v'nitma. If someone bought an animal or a deer that was already shechted and its meat became tameh after it was shechted, harehu kaperos. Then the Mishnah says that it is like any fruit or any food that was bought with ma'aser sheni money, which certainly is subject to the machlokas of the previous Mishnah. According to the Chachamim, it may be redeemed, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it must be buried. Since he bought the deer after it was shechted, it is simply considered meat, and it is treated like any other food. These are the three machlokas regarding someone who purchases animals as part of ma'aser sheni. Quick review, Perek Gimel Mishnah Yod quoted to us the machlokas regarding what happens when a person purchases a produce in Yerushalayim, redeems it with money in Yerushalayim, but then that produce becomes tameh. According to the Tanakama, you can redeem it. According to Rabbi Huda, you have to bury it. And again, the Mishnah taught us exactly where they're coming from, what their rationales are. And then Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud Aleph quoted three additional machloksim regarding various animals, various deer that are purchased with the money of ma'aser sheni, either when it was already when it was alive and before it was shechted it died, or in a situation where it was shechted by the person and then it died, or it became tameh rather. And then in the third case, we dealt with a situation where someone bought a deer that was already shechted, and simply its meat became tameh at that point. We said that's a machlokas that we learned in the previous Mishnah. Have a great day.